Life Audio.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Peter 4:10.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Peter 4:10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. My kitchen, or galley as it's called on a boat, is tiny, but it still contains a variety of pots and pans and baking dishes. There's a loaf pan and two sizes of muffin tins, a pie plate, a pizza pan, and a cake pan. I also have a glass casserole dish, a deep lasagna pan, and a cookie sheet. I'm a minimalist, but hey, I'm hanging on to every one of these pans and dishes because each one serves a purpose. The same is true for my husband's tool collection. Pliers, screwdrivers, a hammer, clamps, glue, and of course, duct tape. This list is far from complete, but it shows the variety of tools and instruments he uses to keep our vessel in good repair. Each item serves a purpose. So do you and I. And we fulfill our God-given purpose by using our God-given gift or gifts. Today's verse teaches that every person who professes Jesus as Savior has received one. In the original Greek language, the word for every man denotes every single person. No one is left out. No one comes up empty-handed in the spiritual gifts department. We might experience times or seasons when we feel as though we have little or nothing to offer, but that is not true. We might not be aware of the gift within us, or perhaps we haven't had opportunity to develop it, but it is there. The Apostle Paul wrote that followers of Christ receive a gift. That Greek word for receive is used 258 times in the New Testament. It carries the thought of taking a possession into one's control so completely that it becomes your own. So, within the context of today's verse, God is the giver of spiritual gifts, and we are the recipients. It's His role to dole them out, and it's our responsibility to receive them and take complete ownership and responsibility for them. That word gift comes from the Greek word charisma, which infers gifts of God's grace. We neither earn them nor deserve them, but God dispenses them as He wishes because He is wise and He is good. As a result, there's no room for boasting or puffing ourselves up with pride over our abilities and accomplishments. There's room only for gratitude and humility, in that God counts us trustworthy enough to receive these gifts and to use them for His glory and for others' good. Paul wrote that we're to minister the same one to another. The Greek word for minister portrays a table server. This would be a waiter or waitress whose most important responsibility is to cater to the customer's needs and to do so with joy and pleasure. This server seeks to do his job with utmost integrity and enthusiasm, and always with the customer's best interest in mind. This is the attitude God wants us to demonstrate when using the spiritual gifts he's entrusted to us. And we're to be good stewards, that is, responsible managers over that which God has given to us, using our gifts for others' gain rather than for our own. So you might be wondering what those gifts are. Romans 12, 3-8 explains, "In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly." The gift of prophecy means we're able to perceive and proclaim truth. The gift of service means we're good at behind-the-scenes work and blessing others through manual labor. A teacher researches and dispenses knowledge. An encourager helps others learn to make wise choices, persevere, and flourish. One who gives finds joy and fulfillment in sharing money and material possessions to further God's kingdom. A leader casts vision and invites others to join him in a spirit-led endeavor. And the gift of kindness means God has created us to show compassion to those who need a hand up or a listening ear. So, how has God gifted you? What is your purpose in his kingdom? If you're not sure, then ask him to show you what that gift is. If you aren't already doing so, begin to volunteer in various capacities, and you'll soon discover what you're good at and where you find the greatest joy in service. Don't let a tendency toward perfectionism cause you to wait to use your gift until you feel like you've developed it well enough. Neither let the fear of failure cause you to hide it. Use it now, my friend. God has uniquely designed you to meet a specific need in his kingdom. You have a purpose, and your role matters. May I pray for you today? Father, thank you for designing your children with a purpose in mind. Thank you for entrusting us with spiritual gifts that we neither earn nor deserve. Help us discover, receive, and develop those gifts so we can become effective ministers and stewards, using them not for personal gain, but to bless others and to build your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.